KSRN News, I'm John Scott. In New York, entering court before closing arguments in his criminal case, former President Donald Trump says it never should have come to this.
This is a dark day in America. We have a rigged court case that should have never been brought, and it should have been brought in another jurisdiction. As you know, we asked for that, and the judge never allows us anything.
Closing arguments in the criminal trial have begun, giving prosecutors and defense lawyers one final opportunity to convince the jury of their respective cases before deliberations begin. Arguments could last all day, with jury deliberations starting as early as Wednesday. Mr. Trump facing 34 felony counts of falsifying business records. He has pleaded not guilty and denies any wrongdoing. Also at SRNNews.com, consumer confidence in the U.S. rose in May following three straight months of declines. But Americans remain anxious about elevated inflation and interest rates. The Conference Board, a business research group, says its consumer confidence index rose in May to 102 from 97.5 in April. T-Mobile is planning to buy almost of U.S. cellular.
T-Mobile is buying U.S. cellular's wireless operations and certain spectrum assets in a deal valued at $4.4 billion. It's another move to further consolidate the cell phone industry, with T-Mobile getting more than 4 million new customers. T-Mobile will also enter in a new master license agreement on more than 2,000 towers. They'll also extend the lease for the approximately 600 towers where they already are a tenant. I'm Shelley Adler.
And on Wall Street, the Dow is down 232 points, but the NASDAQ up 106. This is SRN News. Kristen, clergymen condemn Turkey.
The Commission of the Bishops' Conferences of the European Union accused Turkish President Recep Erdogan of trying to erase Christianity's historic presence in his country. Erdogan is on a campaign to elevate Islam in Turkey and has been converting churches into mosques. Christians came to the country in the first century, and such biblical figures as Paul and Timothy were born in what is modern-day Turkey. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Despite intense criticism in the mainstream media, Kansas City Chiefs kicker Harrison Butker says he has no regrets about expressing his beliefs in a recent commencement speech at Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas. Speaking at a Catholic gathering last week, the NFL star said at the outset many people expressed a shocking level of hate. But as the days went on, even those who disagreed with my viewpoints shared their support for my freedom of religion. This is SRN News. An international law enforcement agency is due for a new leader.
Stephen Kavanaugh spent the last 4 years as the number two at Interpol. Now, as he makes his bid for the top job at the Lyon-based agency, he's warning that global crime-fighting capabilities remain based overwhelmingly on borders and traditional policing. Yet terrorists and criminals, he believes, are successfully using encryption, generative AI, and cryptocurrencies to outflank law enforcement. In his speech today, Mr. Kavanaugh is expected to call for more sharing of data between national police forces. The status quo, as he puts it, will no longer do.
The BBC's Frank Gardner. Official data shows another big increase in the number of people gaining German citizenship last year. Large numbers of people from Syria helped push naturalizations up to their highest level since at least 2000. More details at SRNNews.com.